Christae mutile, cimari vacti vedanta svadaniti namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve, gora vadi prajane. Nere vishesha shunya vadi vastyajane jitane. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchikapaturubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha padidana bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So it's a very wonderful and happy occasion. We have about 40 devotees receiving initiation, first or second today. It's very, very auspicious to see Srila Prabhupada's family grow and develop. Grow quantitatively and develop qualitatively also. And I'm sure Srila Prabhupada is watching very much so, and I'm sure Srila Prabhupada is very happy to see that this nice group of devotees is coming forward, stepping forward boldly, going deeper into Krishna consciousness. This initiation is a very important part of Krishna consciousness. Basically, everyone should become initiated. Everyone should. Or perhaps we should put it, everyone should come to the point of being sufficiently qualified to receive initiation, and then having reach that point of development in Krishna consciousness, then they should come forward, choose a spiritual master from the gurus in Prabhupada's ISKCON, approach the spiritual master and very humbly request, approach the authorities also like that. This is really an essential part of really developing in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes people ask, do you really have to be initiated? Or can you just chant Hare Krishna? Sri Sri Radha Radha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sri Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. So sometimes devotees in the very earliest stages, they wonder like that, do you really need to be initiated? Or can you just chant and attend the programs, etc., like that, without being initiated? But Srila Prabhupada has made it extremely clear that to come from the very early neophyte stage and make real progress to the Madhyam Adhikari level, and then gradually, eventually, to the perfection of life in pure Krishna consciousness, Uttama Adhikari level, one definitely has to be initiated. First become qualified, and then really accept the initiation. Accept it in terms of what it means, what it implies, what it is. Everyone needs to do that. Accept a spiritual master in that way, that very authorized way. Otherwise, as Srila Prabhupada points out, and as stated in Shastra, otherwise, a person, if they're trying to be Krishna conscious, independent of a relationship with a real relationship with a spiritual master, then one way that it's put is that they become like a ship, a rudderless shipboard. I don't know how many of you are from nautical backgrounds, but I can tell you from experience, if you're on a ship and the rudder breaks, you know what happens? It goes around in circles. It doesn't just go in a straight line. It goes around in circles until either it runs out of petrol or it smashes into something. So like that, it's very essential. If we want to come from just the very neophyte level of just chanting and following some principles and attending some programs, if one really wants to progress, then one has to do like that. One has to appreciate what it means and what are the benefits, and then seriously take up that program for becoming initiated, and then also getting second initiation after first. It doesn't mean that one, after first initiation, having received one's name, then that is the conclusion. You've now completed the process. As Vivek Chaitanya Prabhu mentioned just a few minutes ago, it's just the beginning. It's the official beginning. It's like the solid beginning, really bringing everything together for now positively moving forward very progressively. Another thing Prabhupada mentioned that I could just repeat. One devotee asked Prabhupada if you have to not actually be initiated, but something else. And Prabhupada said, you don't have to. You don't have to breathe if you don't want to. I think you get the idea. So many things you don't have to do if you just really don't want to. But if you want to progress in Krishna consciousness, then you have to become qualified and then become initiated. So like we said, it's very nice to see quite a number, 40 or so devotees coming forward like this. It's very, very enlivening. Because we are seeing the Krishna consciousness movement develop, expand, grow. And this is the pleasure of the devotees. Of course, we like to chant. We like to read and hear nice Krishna katha, nice association, nice prasadam, all these things we like, of course, and they're important. But really of great importance is to see the Krishna consciousness movement expand, because that is the mood of Lord Chaitanya. Privately, you could say, he would share in very personal ways, chanting and discussing Krishna katha, Krishna lila. But publicly, he was there, he was himself out on Harinam, and he was expanding the Krishna consciousness movement and very happy to see it expand. So, yes. So initiation, like we mentioned, it means to begin and like make a very solid beginning, a real beginning. And the essence of that, in one sense, the essence of that is in terms of the connection to the disciplic succession, that we hear three, and of course Bhakti Mag Maharaj is here with us, and Kadamba Kanada Maharaj is here in the temple also. So we performing the service of spiritual masters under the direction, either direct or indirect direction, of Srila Prabhupada, we are not independent agents like independent teachers who have our own schools here and there. No, We are agents of the disciplic succession, and that's all. As soon as a person becomes disconnected from the disciplic succession, then their spiritual position basically becomes meaningless. So, as agents of the disciplic succession, our business is, through the process given to us by Srila Prabhupada, to connect the devotees, or help the devotees connect more strongly to the disciplic succession, which means ultimately with Krishna himself. That's where it ends, as they say sometimes. That is where the buck stops. It stops at the lotus feet of Krishna, or at the heart of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada gave a number of examples to illustrate the principle. One was a very well-known example, was of how an electrical current flows from the powerhouse into your house and ultimately into your particular electrical appliance. So it's coming. It's not just like there's one line coming from the powerhouse. There are many lines. And ultimately there's a line coming from the electrical, the telegraph pole outside your house into your house. Something like that. But actually, effectively, it's one line. You are connected. The devotees today are becoming connected with the disciplic succession no less directly or strongly than Arjuna was being connected by Lord Krishna when Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to him. That there's no substantial real difference like that. The connection is there. And of course, one very important point, even prior to first initiation, if the devotees follow the siksha of Srila Prabhupada and worship Srila Prabhupada as the main siksha guru, then a connection is there, certainly with parampara. But when the devotees receive first initiation and then later second, then the connection to Srila Prabhupada and through the succession to Krishna, it becomes stronger. It becomes much stronger. And the current flows much more freely and much more strongly into the heart of the initiated devotee. And if they take it seriously and really apply the standards and live up to the expectations, then we see ourselves, we see very clearly how their Krishna consciousness develops, how they develop and progress as devotees and become wonderful, wonderful devotees and take up important, significant responsibilities and services in Srila Prabhupada's movement. So these are just a couple of introductory ideas, although very essential ideas. Please bear these things in mind. And I'd also just like to mention, I'm very happy personally being here sitting right next to my very dear, long time godbrother and Sankirtan partner, His Grace Madhavi Prabhu. We've known each other. We've known each other 44 years and worked together very closely quite a bit of that time. So we sort of know each other, so to speak. And it's just really nice knowing his qualification and deep sincerity, it's so nice to see that as the initiates are venturing out further down a path, so Medhavi Prabhu is now moving forward down this path of being a spiritual master in Srila Prabhupada's movement. It's really very, very nice. And of course, well, this is not the first time he's giving initiation. If it was, anyway, it's not, but it's one of his earlier initiations. And of course, His Holiness Ram Govinda Maharaj, such a wonderful devotee, so dedicated, sincere, and such a humble soul. In a certain technical sense, well, in a certain real sense, in the next generation of spiritual masters of devotees, because he's initiated by His Holiness Krishnadas Swami Maharaj. And it just shows how parampara works. Here's the next generation, even though I must say his material body is older than mine. But still spiritually it is like that. And it's really wonderful to see how the disciplic succession is working and the next generation of devotees are taking up the role of being gurus and just carrying it out very, very nicely. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
In relationship to Srila Prabhupada. to acquire that confidence for stepping forward, to actually accept the position of one of Lord Chaitanya's associates, grand associates, for presenting and pushing on the Krishna consciousness movement. It's very wonderful. We're in the middle of the Kali Yuga. Well, we're not in the middle, we're just in the beginning of it. And practically speaking, the situation in the world is very deplorable in many ways. But in the association of devotees, wonderful things are happening. Wonderful things are happening when devotees actually commit themselves to chanting their rounds, following the principles, and becoming part of a movement to save the world. In that way, everyone here is becoming a savior for so many other persons in this world. People who are working in their jobs, people who are studying in their universities or schools, they're becoming instruments for expanding the Krishna consciousness movement. So it's a very wonderful occasion. It's a very positive occasion for the benefit of the whole world. We may not see ourselves as very significant personalities, but actually everyone here is very, very significant for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. So we're congratulating all those who are taking initiation today. We're congratulating those who have already accepted initiation. And we're offering our future congratulations to those who are here who will be accepting initiation in the future. So being connected with Srila Prabhupada, of course, we're all recipients of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Somehow or other, we've come into contact with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada extended himself to the whole world. He extended Krishna consciousness to everyone, everywhere. We all know that Krishna consciousness was prevalent in India since the beginning of time, but it was never extended to the people of the Western world. So in that way, we all have a great debt of gratitude to Srila Prabhupada for spreading Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada actually did come. He placed his lotus feet here in South Africa. So the potency of Srila Prabhupada's presence, the potency of Srila Prabhupada's instructions, it was directly planted here by himself. So we all have that great good fortune of taking up where Srila Prabhupada left off. One devotee, very nice devotee, he asked Srila Prabhupada one time. He asked that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and we were speaking about him yesterday evening, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur resurrected the movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was such a great devotee, and he said, why did he leave? He said he left his work unfinished. He left his work unfinished. And Srila Prabhupada said, he left his work unfinished so that we had something to do. That we would have something to do. He said, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is empowered Vaishnava. He could deliver the whole universe. No problem. But he's left something for us to do. That is his mercy. So there's so much to do. And we can all do our little part. And that will be our great good fortune, as Maharaj was mentioning. I had the great good fortune of traveling for some years with Maharaj, and he tolerated my impudence in so many ways. That great good fortune to travel with such a great personality. That this Krishna conscious movement, this beautiful temple could be established. This temple is a beautiful edifice, but it's actually a weapon. It's a weapon for destroying Maya. It's the headquarters for for sending devotees out to infiltrate the material world and spread Krishna consciousness. So whatever little way we can do, it's Srila Prabhupada's mercy that we can perform some service. We may be thinking, oh, I collected so much money for building this temple. No, we have to feel, genuinely feel that Srila Prabhupada gave us the opportunity to render some service. That is our consciousness, that somehow or other Srila Prabhupada is allowing us to serve him in some small way. So this is Srila Prabhupada's continued mercy. And if we take advantage of that, by surrendering ourselves to distributing Krishna consciousness, then we will really become glorious. Of course, in our humble mood, we always think that everything we do is insignificant, and practically it will be. But still, it's a contribution for the service of Srila Prabhupada, and that is very, very significant. So we congratulate everyone here, and especially the devotees will be accepting formal initiation for coming to this place, coming to this time, and surrendering themselves for the service of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष पुण्यवाणी आचार्य देवचारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तजन हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 Some of the devotees who are going to initiate it very auspiciously for them. A new turning point in their life. One of the initiation lectures, La Prabhupada said, Namaha means surrender. Just now we are reciting the purification mantra, is it? Om Abhaitra Pavitrova Sarvastan Gatokyo Yas Marit Kundrika Kamsav. In every mantra, there is Nama Om, after that Nama comes. Om represents the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. Nama means surrender. Who will surrender? Why one want to surrender? The one who understands the miseries of this material world, when he comes to understand that this material world is full of miseries, difficulties, troubles, I want to get out of. That is the time he decides the athato brahma jnata. Now I want to understand the spiritual tree and the spiritual life. The one at the time he want to get purification. And the purification takes place apavitra, whether it is contaminated or pavitra is pure. In both cases, one will be purified. Not that I am purified, I don't have to take the holy name of the Lord, I am okay. No. In both states, one should take the name of Pundarikacha. So Prabhupada says that Pundarikacha means lotus eye. Prabhupada used a wonderful word. Oh, my darling is a lotus eye. No. Who is that? Vishnu. So when Lord is always at the address with the Pundarikacha, lotus eye, lotus hands, lotus feet, lotus face. We don't get into the meaning of that. Some other time will come. So the one who decides to get out of this contaminated life, want to become pure, one will take up to chanting the holy name. Holy name is the only means for purification. That's the thing. In whatever the state you are there. Yes, Marek Pundari Kacham, Sabaya Pundari. When you take the name of Pundari Kacham, the name of Lord Sri Krishna, also known as Vishnu. Now, in all pervading aspects, we call Krishna as Vishnu. In the same way, as Prabhupada, no difference. As many times I said, name of the Lord, each name denotes the attributes, qualities. And all pervasive aspects of Krishna we call him as a Vishnu. So by taking the holy name of Krishna, Vishnu, one will be purified. Yeah? External and internal. External purification will also take always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Internal purification. What is internal purification? He said, I take 3 times bath, I am pure. But water, that is external. But what is internal purification? The 6 enemies, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, mancharya, desire for sense enjoyment, material enjoyment, anger, if I not, desire is not fulfilled, I get angry. Lobha, greediness to possess. Moha, attachment to the material world. Mada, ego. Acharya, enviousness. These are the biggest contaminations, enemies. It is not easy to purify them or get out of them. But the process is there. The holy name of the Lord is so powerful that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, Jai Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Ki Jai. Kriyodhan ki jaya, Krishna Gaura ki jaya, Srila Pali. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, it is so powerful that it can be given. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Darpana Majana. The purification, internal and external, can take place only by the constant chanting of the holy name. Our mind cannot be, say that I am not thinking anything. Mind will think something. If my mind is thinking of maya, material things, it is cause of my repeated cycle of birth and death. If the same mind engaged in chanting the holy name, thinking of Krishna, it will become cause for our liberation. The one who thinks that I should now take up this process of chanting for my own purification, getting back to Godhead, Supreme Lord, that is our eternal goal. Those are the ones who really takes interest to the process of initiation. Initiation is not final. Sometimes people, that before initiation, many people come to temple present. So, Prabhu, I want to do this service. After initiation, sometimes they disappear. Initiation is just admission to the primary school of bhakti. If I get admission, if I study, then I pass the examination. If I don't study, am I going to pass the examination? Similarly, after initiation, you are qualified to do service to the Lord. Question may come, before initiation, if I do on service, is it not into Krishna? In the Skanda Puran Vaishnava Khanda chapter, Khanda means chapter, very clearly mentioned, any service done before initiation, it may give some material benefit, not spiritual benefit. If at all someone wants to have the full spiritual benefit of his spiritual activity, including chanting of the name of the Lord, only he will get the full spiritual benefit only after initiation. Vaishnava Khanda very elaborately speaks on the initiation process, what is initiation, everything. Haribhakti Vilas also mentioned, and Deva Goswami also in Bhakti Sandarbha very nicely mentions it. Though you have got initiation, you can realize, before you got initiation, you are studying the Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? And after initiation, you also study. Do you find difference in your understanding? After initiation, what you study, the understanding will be quite different. The understanding goes to understand the tattva. So initiation is a process to help the living entity to follow the path of liberation. In both cases, the holy name of the Lord is the only means in days of Kali, no matter not only our Krishna consciousness movement, all the faith in days of Kali, I don't say Dharma, all the faith in days of Kali, they want that process. But the process doesn't say that their goal is not a spiritual world. Their goal is only after birth, the Sanatana Dharma, Krishna consciousness, the goal is going back to Krishna. To relax or what? To serve. We all want to go to Krishna, Golok Vrindavan, to serve the Lord. Mama Janmani Janmani Ishwara Bhavatar Bhakti Rahiti Kirtai. The devotees' dharma after initiation are those who are serious to take up the Krishna consciousness. Must be, as said in the Bhagavatam, nicely explained. Aham hare tava padai kamula nasa anudaso bhavitasmi bhuya manasmarata asapade gunaste vrinita vantar matarodhikaya. The devotee's mood, dharma, should be always that. Aham hare tava padai. My dear Lord, I am not qualified to become your direct devotee. Say, but I can become servant of your servant. The mood of all the devotees should be that I am servant of servant of servant. In the Mukunda Mala Sutra also, Kulashekar say that use the word vritya vritya 5 times. Not only I want to become the servant of your servant, but I want to become servant of servant of servant of servant. The mood of us should be that I am servant of servant of servant. So what should I do? That is the mood. Then what I should do? Manasmarata Aspade Gunasthikuna. Aspade means the source of all benedictions. He can give everything. My dear Lord, please bless me so that my mind always remember you. All the time, whatever I am doing, sleeping, whatever the wake and awake must be conditioned, always remember you. And with body what I should do? With the walk, with the mouth, I should always glorify you. I eat Krishna Prasadam, I glorify you. And with this body, I must serve you. So after initiation also, we must take up to the service of the Lord. That is most important. If you don't serve the Lord, you don't progress. Chanting should accompany with the service. If you don't serve, it will not bring humility. Simplicity, humility is the unseparable glimpse of the devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he says in the third verse of the Sishastakam, Trinadak Suni Jena Tarori Vasarishna Amanina Amana Jena Kirtaniya Samana. So let's say, Prabhupada write that one should write this verse and hang in neck all the time. So remember that we respect everyone, we don't expect respect from them. We will be tolerant like a tree, we will be humble like a grass. This is humility. So with humility only we can advance progress in the spiritual life. So the one who is very serious in life to cultivate these qualities, who want to go back to spiritual world, to serve the Lord, become a servant of the Krishna and be happy with Krishna, the one who wants to take devotional service. We are the and initiation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. So before we proceed, do you have